with a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Seabeck swimmers break 15 meet records at an international swim meet. 17 amateur swimmers representing the Caymana Bay Aquatic Club dominated against a strong regional presence at the recent Carl Dalhaus Memorial Invitational Swim Meet 2020, which was held at the National Aquatic Center in Kingston, Jamaica. Radio K-Man's Shanda Gallego tells us more.
Seabeck swimmers set a total of 15 meet records, with siblings 13-year-old Jillian Crooks and 17-year-old Jordan Crooks each setting 5 meet records, and 12-year-old Lila Higo setting 4 meet records. 10-year-old Luke Higo broke a meet record in the 50 backstroke. Overall, against the 18 participating clubs, Seabeck placed 3rd in the meet behind swim meet hosts and winners Y Speedos Swim Club and 2nd place Tornadoes Swim Club of Jamaica. Cayman Islands Aquatic Sports Association records were broken in the 50 freestyle, 26.83, and 100 backstroke, 105.74 for girls 13-14 by Jillian Crooks. In the 200 individual medley, 233.25 for girls 11-12 by Lila Higo, and in the 50 backstroke, 37.25 for boys 9-10 by Luke Higo. Jillian Crooks was first place in the High Points Awards for girls 13-14, participating in 8 events and taking the podium for 7 of them. Finn Ellison, Sophia Bonatti, Tate Marr, and Gabriella Royston also produced strong performances and will be looking to improve on those at the upcoming Aquatic Sports Association National Championships, February 27th to March 1st. The meet, in its 25th edition, hosted international teams from the Cayman Islands, Turks and Caicos, Florida, USA, and Bolivia. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Shanda Gallego.
Thank you, Shanda. Caymanian rider Jessica McTaggart rides towards her CAC goal. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has the details.
On Sunday, Cayman's elite dressage athlete Jessica McTaggart took an important step on the road to international competition when she rode her horse Loris 7 in the FEI Intermediate 1 test for the first time ever, scoring an impressive 65.23% at the first national dressage show of the season, which was held at the Equestrian Center. The FEI Intermediate 1 test is the harder of the two tests that McTaggart will need to ride in order to obtain a qualifying score to compete at the next Central American and Caribbean Games, which will take place in Panama in 2022. McTaggart was clearly pleased with her ride. "While there are a few things we still need to work on overall, I couldn't have asked or expected more from Loris. He is an amazing horse that continues to develop with time." The Cayman Islands Equestrian Federation, CIEF, flew in Bill Woods, a USEF R judge from Ocala, Florida, for the competition. Other highlights from the show include newcomers Sandra Gowrie and Nadia Thompson, who competed for the first time in a CIEF dressage show. Marley Trench also debuted her new horse, Gitana RDL, on whom she won both of her classes and the award for Junior High Point Champion. McTaggart was named Adult High Point Champion for her ride on Bandolero. The second of the 4 national dressage shows scheduled for this season will take place at the Equestrian Center located on the Linford Pearson Highway on March 29th, starting at 8 a.m. For Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. And the volleyball courts at First Baptist Gym were overcrowded over the weekend as nearly 50 people attended the CIVF's Know the Game session, headed by international volleyball referee Cayman's Fareed Hussein. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Salins has this report.
Many of the volleyball clubs were present for the session, with members representing First Baptist Volleyball Club, Knights Volleyball Club, and the Philippine Volleyball Club. With the PVC League quickly approaching, the Philippine Volleyball Club was there in full force in attempt to broaden their referee list. The youth development program was well represented, with many of the youth athletes present with the aim of developing their knowledge and understanding of the game. Hosen said, "Both in playing and officiating capacities, there is a definite need for these sessions considering the many tournaments and leagues currently held on island." Hosen said the evening was well received by both the organizers and the attendees, saying the great attendance signifies the growth of the sport in the Cayman Islands. This will be the first of many sessions to come, as CIVF President Kennedy McGowan said that CIVF will be putting on a series of clinics in 2020 county to facilitate development of indoor and beach volleyball players, coaches, and referees with the aim of raising the profile of the game. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Thank you, Felicia. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.